want to go to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 1, a very familiar portion of Scripture today. Amen. I didn't come here with a fancy title or anything you could label it. I just want to minister from my heart. I've got to where I'm getting old in my age, and I don't worry about them titles anymore, how good it sounds. And most folks say you're not preaching if you don't put a title on what you're saying. Amen. I believe we just need to start reading this word, and he'll expand himself in us. Amen. And I know some of you have probably seen a difference in me, and I'm worried about your soul. I'm worried about whether you make it or not. I'm worried about whether I make it or not. I woke up in a dream last night that God was coming back. And I was weeping. Lord, I want to be ready.
That's right.
There's no way I can stand in God's presence and not weep before the porches and the altars. We need more weeping in the house of God. Praise God. Verse 1, the Bible says, "And there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem." I don't know about you, but the last four or five times I preach, God's people just likes to eat. Every time I open the Bible, they're at some sort of feast. Amen. "And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered," notice this last part, "waiting for the moving of the water." Waiting for the moving of the water. I want you to take note in your life, if you wait too long, the water may never move for you. "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole?" The decisions of where you go in God depends on how you look at God. Now, he can give us a lot of things, but where you go in God is how your attitude and your spirit is presented before the altar of God.
That's right.
"The impotent man answered him, said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but when I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately that man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath." Now, if I have to put a title on it so it can go on Facebook Live, I would ask you today, what will you have God to do for you? What will you have God to do for you? Let's lift our hands and ask the Lord to be with us here today. Father, we thank you, Lord. Mercy, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for just being in our lives, in our souls today, Lord. God, we ask you, Lord, to anoint these lips. God, allow me to minister to your precious people, God. That I speak to their hearts, Lord, that somewhere they make a decision. God, the right decision that you have for them. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to move by the troubling today. Lord, move by the waters today in our life, Lord. Lord, we give you praise today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you and praise you today, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. I feel him in this place. You can be seated today. When I began to read, I'm still stirred about Thursday night, that our job as Christians is to give the more heed to what we have heard. That how shall we escape and neglect so great of a salvation? Amen. Salvation is more than the principles of the three steps of repentance and baptism and infilling of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. I believe that it is only the avenue and the channel in which we learned how God wants to communicate and live through us. I believe that God wants to make a change in each one of our lives to make us more than what we was yesterday. I don't desire to be the same Christian every day that I was yesterday. If you ever read the Bible and you ever understand God's Word, He never purposed us in Scripture to continuously go back in what we was. You don't find the children of Israel traveling backwards and going back to places where they had been. Hallelujah. But He admonished and ministered to them in the Old Testament and in the New to continuously go forward in your walk with God. I believe that God can change anybody's life. He can change a drunkard today. He can change a drug addict today. He can change a prostitute today. He can change a soul that's sick in their heart. He can change the mind of those that can't get over their sickness or infirmities. I believe that we have a prayer answering God in our lives today. Hallelujah. And I believe that we have purpose in the house of God today, that we understand that we constantly have to search our souls. We constantly have to search our houses. We constantly have to clean out things that we have in our own self iniquity and plan in our lives, that we in our weak moments we'll bring things into our household that we may have been taught against or may have stood against. Praise God. I want us to have the ability to look back at what we heard years ago, that we can still stand for truth and know that here, O Israel, the Lord our God is still one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God who is above all, through all, and in you all today. I want to tell you, church, we're not an ordinary group today. We're not just an ordinary church, but He sent us here to save the lost. He sent us here to heal the sick and raise those that are in trouble with God today. Many come to church without the right purpose. Many will step into a place to where that they are in trouble. We understand in the portion of Scripture, the Bible says that there beside the marketplace, there was a pool. It was a place where they watered things, watered animals, and brought them in for the sale. It was right beside where they brought everything in. And my mind goes back that when God begins to work, when Jesus came, He came to the temple and He began to see the sheep sellers and those that were standing in the temple trying to make a vision and purpose of God, that it was a cheap thrill, or you could sell anything you wanted to in the house of God. Jesus wanted you to understand today, He's not for sale, praise God. He's not for you to give just a quick thrill, praise God. Hear me today, church. The days of just shouting and running out and living like you want to is over. The days of doing what you want to and running back to an altar is over today. Hear me today. It's time for the church to stand and be who they are and be the children of God that He's called us to be in this hour. Bible talks about it at Bethesda, praise God. Bethesda simply means a house of mercy. This place was built solely for those that could not live in society. It was an infirmary place. The Bible says there was five porches. elevated. They were elevated to where that they knew that they could not identify with a social group. They could not identify. And church, there are folks today that are living on the system of this world. They have learned to live on the system of disability. They've learned to live that I've got a problem. This children, before they're even born, are re-receiving Social Security checks because they found a dysfunction in their body before they're born. Friend, I want to tell you something. We don't need to depend on the systems to take care of the church. We don't need to depend on the world to take care of our assembly, praise God. We need men and we need women that are going to stand for truth and live what thus saith the Lord today. Well, I'm at this level. I'm on porch 5. There's no hope for me. Everybody's wrote me off. But hear me, friend. If you look hard enough, you'll find somebody with the same problem you have, and you'll gather up to them, and you'll saddle up to them. You'll sit back and you'll discuss all of your problems, all of the things that's holding you back. There's nothing between you and God but air and opportunity today. And all you got to do is hear and say, Lord, hear my prayer. I need you in my life today. Hear my soul cry. 5 levels of folks that just don't want to get out to where they need to be. Our churches, I don't want to be negative today, but our churches have learned to live on the porches and on the brink of their miracle. They don't want sacrifice, but I want my miracle. They don't want fasting. I don't want to give up no meal. I don't want to push back from the table. I don't want to pray more than I should pray today. I dare to say that 100% of the populace of this world does not give God the time that they should give Him every day. Praise God. I would say that they're not praying like they should. I'm not saying you're not praying, but I'm saying that we don't go to the borderlines and the extreme limits to see God move in our church. I want to tell you today, God's got some people that's ready to receive a miracle. Their heart is right. Their attitude is right. But always when they get to the brink of where they're going, somebody will step in front of them. Somebody will take their place. Friend, I want you to get the tenacity in you. I want you to get the power in you. And nobody's going to take my miracle from me. Nobody's going to take my experience. I've got to stand for truth. I've got to live for God. I've got to pray. I've got to fast. I've got to do it all for Him today. Well, I almost got there. Something distracted me. Last night when I woke up, I just felt that fear and shivering. Lord, is this dream real? Did you really come back? Did I miss it? Did I really, looking around wondering where everybody else was at? I didn't see my family. I didn't see nobody around. But it's my turn to reach the judgments of God. And I was looking around. Lord, did I make and do what I'm supposed to do? I wonder today if we were honest with ourselves and we looked God in the eye and said, Lord, I've not been what you've called me to be all these years. I've not made the grade or made the step. I've allowed things in my life to hinder me. I've sat back with folks that have my same problem that I have. I look down on the next level, on the next level, on the next level, and I count myself and I see the shortcomings of everybody else. I told somebody the other day, if you'll stop looking at the shortcomings of everybody else, you might be able to see the promises of God in your life and the blessings of your God. People are going to fail you. People are going to make havoc in your life. Anytime anybody's doing something in your life, your opportunity for mistake is greater because you're going to follow things that you don't know is in their life, and you don't know what they're battling. You don't know what they're facing, praise God. People will fail you, church. But if you see the moving of God in your life, if you can just look beyond the faults of people and beyond the faults of other people, their God is going to take care of them. God will judge them justly, praise God. But hear me today. Your opportunity today to receive your miracle all depends on how you make your move toward God. My Lord, if we got all the apostolics together, all of us would quit church. We would nitpick each other to death and never make it to heaven. I'm going to trip on this carpet one of these days. We would never make it to the other side. But Sister Spence, my goal is to come off of that porch with my infirmity that I have. You know, if he never took it away, Jacob hobbled, the Bible says, for the rest of his day with a hollow in his thigh. You know why? God wanted him to understand, you'll never take another step without me. You'll never walk another way without following me, praise God. I want to tell you today, I'd rather lose a hand or a foot any day than to tarry two of them into hell today. I'd rather lose something, praise God, that's a hindrance me. Praise, that's holding me back, hallelujah. I want to tell you today, church, you need to look in your eyes and look yourself in the mirror. God, what's holding me back from receiving what I need? What's holding me back from seeing the miracle in my life today? There were five portions of people that laid on those porches. Now, this is for all y'all that okay all this non-denominational stuff. It don't matter where you are. You will be labeled in a class of something. You will be called something. And the Bible says there lay a great multitude. This was no small group of people. You see, when a sickness or a disease starts, it won't kill you as long as you don't allow it to spread. Uh-oh. But if it begins to spread into your blood cells, it begins to move through your body. Oh, hear me today. When the church stops moving, watch this now. When the church stops moving, it gives the disease the power to be able to transform itself into the other parts of the body. But the Bible says that impotent folks laid in that porch. Impotent folks are helpless people. Impotent folks are unfruitful people. Impotent folks are poor people that refuse to do something for themselves, praise God. And we got a lot of that going on that don't want to do anything for themselves. I'll let the church take care of me if I get in financial trouble. I'll let the church do this and do that for me, praise God. And there's times that we will help and help those that are in need. And I'm not talking about that today. I'm talking about those that have the spirit. I refuse to live on my own. I refuse to stand on my own. I refuse to get out of my dilemma. Friend, you've got to get up and change your attitude. I'm not going to lay here and die before God's miracle today. Impotent. I can't help myself. They're at the top of the ladder, sitting back watching and waiting for those that come by and take care of them. I don't know about you, but I don't. It's not that I have too much pride, but I want to do things for myself.
That's right.
I was called a bum once in my life, and I've never been called that again. Because the one that called me a bum made me mad enough that I was going to get up and make sure that nobody ever else said that ever again in my life. When I die, I hope somebody slaps somebody that said he was a lazy man. I refuse to go to my grave not fulfilling what my purpose is and doing what God has called me to do. I will do it until my legs stop working. I'll do it until my feet stop moving. But I want to continuously do what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. And there's some folks here. You can sit back and watch the church go on. You can sit back and entertain yourself on those that seem good and seem pretty. Praise God. I want to hear those that can make heaven move and make heaven shake today and see the power of God begin to fall today. I don't know about you today, but I want to see the church explode with excitement and God filled folks with the Holy Ghost. I want to see those that can't help themselves come in and change their mind and say, the Lord gave me a brand new mind. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may be looking in the right direction, but your mind is in the wrong attitude. You may be looking at the right miracle today and sitting in the right church, but is your mind right? Is your attitude right? Is your spirit right? That God can give you your miracle. Impotent folks, unfruitful, hang around the crowd. Those are the type of folks God, Christ ran out of the temple. I don't want them to see me as a version of just something they can come in and sell, because the crowds were coming to see Jesus. I'm not just a version of something that folks can walk in and take advantage of and look and say, well, we can get it over on this church. You might fool me. You might fool everybody in this congregation, but when God gets done with you trying to take and play church and trying to make it look like you've got something when you're full of dead men's bones, friend, I want to tell you something. This is real as it gets today. You have an opportunity today to meet your maker, praise God, and Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've got heaven on my mind today. I've got leaving on my mind today, and I want to see my Savior's face. He said there was blind folks on the next level. You know what blind folks are? They're people without a vision, that have no desire to see anything happen. Long as we just have the old small church here and just the old small group is here, nothing changes. Friend, I want to tell you something. I want it to get so big that if you don't love God enough, somebody else that does love Him will take your place. We don't need heresies here. We don't need hypocrites here. We don't need sin in the house. We need people that come to worship and to praise God, and they've got a vision. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. A people that have no vision will die lost. I can't see it no more. The church ain't what it used to be. Well, the Bible says that you are the church, so you're telling me that you're not what you used to be. You don't praise God like you used to. When's the last time you got out in the aisle and began to dance before the Lord with all your might without the preacher saying, lift your hands and praise God? When's the last time you got out of the aisle and began to stomp your feet? Praise God. Hallelujah. As the song goes, got the devil up under my feet. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost holding him down. I want to tell you something. Do you have enough Holy Ghost in you? You can get on your feet and begin to say, devil, this is my house and I'm going to live for God today. Ooh. I feel Him in this house. I feel Him in this place. Blind folks. Well, Pastor, I see that you ain't making the right decisions today. And the pastor wants to look back and say, I didn't see you at prayer meeting Tuesday night. Ooh. I didn't see you show up. See, you see, God looks at us how much we love him when we show up when we're not supposed to show up. It's easy to show up when everybody else does. It's easy to fit into the crowds. Hallelujah, and do everything that everybody else does. But your Holy Ghost is predicated. Do you see the miracle when nobody else is around? Do you see the power of prayer when nobody else hears you pray? Hallelujah. Somebody said, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Nobody will let me be happy. Friend, I want to tell you something. If your happiness is predicated upon the acceptance of others about what you're doing in your life, the word happiness means nothing to you. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to transform my happiness into joy unspeakable and full of glory. Happiness is circumstances. Happiness is having a billfold full of money. Happiness is buying a new car. Happiness is being joyful because you got a new house. Happiness has got a new shoes on my feet. I got a new belt. I got a new shirt. I got a brand new tie. Praise God. It'll make me happy because I look good. But if I didn't have no car, I still got joy. If I didn't have no house, I'm still going to have joy. If I don't have new clothes, I'm still going to have joy today. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. He said, with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation today. No vision. I only see myself going as far as somebody else can take me. Ooh. I can't walk unless I follow behind Brother McIntosh. I won't go no further unless I follow behind Brother Spence today. Friend, you've got a walk that you need to walk on your own. And you need to get on your 2 feet and say, Lord, I may just be starting out, though I've been in church for years, but to order my steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Hallelujah. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he said, I'll go all the way to the ends of the world. Praise God. That lets me know that if I keep walking with God, if I keep walking with God, I'm going to make it to the other side. I can't stop. I can't get in the habit of waiting. I can't get in the habit of not moving. But I've got to keep on walking and giving all that I have to God today. Notice that lame folks always slowed up the crowd. Uh-oh. Up on them porches, the Bible said there was some lame folks there. They couldn't walk, couldn't find their way. But every time that they wanted to move and go somewhere, they had to pick them up and they had to carry them. Let me ask you something today. How long are you going to require the church folks to carry you until you can walk on your own? How long are we going to wait? And I'm not talking about it. Don't go out here and say the pastor's not going to take care of nobody. Because I don't want to see nobody without anything. But from a spiritual sense, Brother Turner, what's holding, there's two things that's holding up the church. It's people that can't walk with God, and those that are constantly waiting on the moving of troubled waters. People that can't walk with God will eventually die no matter how far you carry them. People that are spiritually lame, that knows what it takes to be right, knows what it takes to be holy, knows what it takes to live for God, and they consistently lay at the gate waiting on somebody to carry them to their next blessing. Don't buddy with people that don't walk with God. Don't buddy and partner with people that refuse to do what's right in the eyes of God. I'm gonna say this too. You make a mistake, be man and woman enough to admit your mistake and get out of it. Don't lay in it. Don't stay in it. Get out of it. But I promise you, in the end, you'll be able to walk with Him when you learn to be strong in Him. Hallelujah. They're laying there.
We got folks that are helpless, that won't help themselves. We got folks that are blind, that don't see the vision of the church. We got folks that can't walk with God, and they can't walk and get to where they are. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we've got the folks that are withered. Praise God. Uh-oh.
We got folks, the Bible says, that are withered, that are laying in the church. You know what withered means? It simply means the inability to reach for something. We have spiritual giants that have the inability to reach for what God has for them. We go back to the portion of Scripture when Jesus came to the man. The Bible says that he had a withered right hand. How it specifically said he had a withered right hand. And he goes on to say that Christ looked at him and said, "Stretch forth your hand. Your miracle is all in how you answer the call of God in your life. How you reach toward Him when He calls for you." You know what that man did? He had the ability to hide his problem from God. He had the ability not to reach forth with his right hand and put his left one forward. But God wants us to understand, it is your decision today. It is your priority today. He's not going to wait on you at the end of the court saying, "Come on, catch up with us." Praise God. You've got to stretch forth when the miracle comes and reach for what thus saith the Lord. He's got something for everybody in the house of God today. But have you stretched forth your problem? Praise God. He's going to fix your problem before He ever sends you on your way today. How many miracles in the Bible do you see Christ walk away and somebody not be healed? You never see it, do you, Brother Spence? He never performed a miracle and left his job undone. That's when he cried on that cross, "It is finished. I've done what the Father has sent me here to do. I have fulfilled my fleshly obligation, and I am now ascending back to the throne of the Spirit of God. I'm going back to where I'm supposed to be." Friend, there are folks sitting here today in the house of God. They have no vision of where God's taking them. I just show up on Sundays and Thursdays. They have no purpose. Well, whatever the church wants to do, that's what I'll do. They don't know how to walk with God when they get out of the presence of God. You see, I find it hard to get out of the presence of God if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if He's leading you and directing you, you'll never be out of the presence of the Holy Ghost. You'll never be out of God's presence. Just because you walk out of a beautiful sanctuary and tapestry on the walls and a pulpit and a microphone does not mean you're out of God's presence. He cried in the garden, "Adam, where art thou?" Where are you at today? Where are you at today? And they laid on those porches, impotent, blind, withered. And the Bible says they were waiting on the moving of the water, they grow grotesquely worse and worse every day because they refuse to move, but they called themselves waiting on the moving of the water. You can understand somebody not walking with God. It can be identified. You can understand somebody with no vision. They're just part of the group. You can understand those that are withered and have problems and can't reach to what they need to reach for. You can understand all the impotent folks that can't do what they need to do and they're waiting on everybody else to do it for them. But there's one thing I cannot understand is a Holy Ghost-filled child of God that sits service after service after service and calls himself waiting on the moving of the water. I'm just waiting on God. There's people that miss their calling years because they refuse to get up and start doing something for God. They refuse to get out of their seats. They refuse to be the worship leader. I've seen folks anointed to lead people in worship and sit for years and not move. Let me get on all of us today. I'm not asking you to jump and hang from chandeliers. But when these services are going on and all of us are singing and playing and doing what we can, I'm not saying we're doing it all. But I'm saying this. If you're sitting waiting on the Holy Ghost to hit you because she hit a high note or I went to the most bass note that I can hit, you are out of the will of God. You're missing your opportunity to worship God. We ought to be able to come into this house with no music and praise our God. We ought to be able to walk in this place and say, you know what? You may not feel it, but he's all over me and he's keeping me alive today. It's that Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Hallelujah. It's in my hands. It's in my feet. It's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Praise God. Hear me today. I can't sit back on my God. I can't sit on the porch number 5 and expect God to feel me. I can't move down to number 4, number 3, number 2. Praise God. I've got to be right in the direct presence of God and say, Lord, I may not be moving fast, but I'm climbing my way out and I'm coming out of this corner and I'm going to praise you like I ever have. I'm going to give you glory. Why? Because it's all over me and it's keeping me alive today. Notice when dysfunctional people and they have problems and they're trying to find God, the man that was trying to get in the water never sat on one of the 5 porches because his heart was right in the sight of Christ. He was crying. He was crawling. He was seeking and searching, trying to find his way. He was inches from a miracle. Hallelujah. Sister Louise, how close are you to a miracle every time you sit down on that second pew and the Holy Ghost stands, not knowing because maybe something's deterred or distracted your mind for the day, and you're standing there and that angel's standing over the top of you and saying, I see that depression tried to overtake you today. I see that frustration tried to come over you today and hinder you today, but I want you to look beyond your faults. I want you to look beyond your problems today because there's a stirring going on right in front of you. And if you'll just make that one effort to make a step forward, if you make that one step, hallelujah, God will take 2 for you. He'll take you out of every circumstance today. He'll take you out of every problem today. Only if you'll make the effort, my mind's made up, I will serve God. My mind's made up. If mama don't go, I still gotta go. If daddy can't make it, I still got to get to the house of God. If my children don't love God, I still got to praise him every day. If my church don't want to worship, I've got to come to the house of God and begin to rejoice unto the Lord today. I've got to get to the house of God and begin to praise him. You know why? He's coming, and he that sets you free, you're free indeed. I'm climbing, but I'm going to make it. I'm struggling, but I'm going to make it. I see the waters, and I'm going to make it. I see the angel of God stirring in your life today. I wonder if you got enough in you. I'm going to get the vision back. I'm going to start walking with God. I'm going to start doing for myself. I'm going to start giving everything God requires of me today. He don't want you in troubled waters. He wants you to be involved in the troubling of the waters. That what's down inside of you can make a difference in everything that you touch. I don't need to be in trouble. I'm in enough trouble. I don't need to be around people that don't want to live for God. I don't need to be around folks that don't want to praise him. What I need to be is in the presence of God, that when they see me in the church, they know that I've got joy in me. They know that I've got the Holy Ghost in me. They know that I've got a shouting desire in me to see God's miracles. Let's lift our hands and praise him today. God loves you enough that when he rises you up, he'll take away the evidence, because he looked at the man. He said, take up thy bed and walk. You know what I'm trying to tell you? He'll take away the disaster that everybody's judging you by. He'll take away all the garbage that everybody knows you by. He'll take away your past when everything is trying to come against you. Friend, you're trying to live in your past and let everybody judge you. Praise God. You need to step out into the waters and pick up your past and say, God's going to deliver me and he's going to set me free today. Oh, hallelujah. What do you want him for? Let's stand today. What do you want God to do for you today? Hallelujah. Are you standing on the backside of the tracks, unable to move? Are you standing on the level 4 and saying, I can't walk with him? Are you sitting back saying, I'm going to wait on everything to happen in my life? Friend, you can sit back and wait and be lost and die and go to hell today. But hear me today, if you're a moving body, God's looking for a moving body, somebody that's ready to see Christ work inside of you. The Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of glory today. You read the Pentecostal Herald that they put out, and you read stories of folks across seas. Young man with no legs crawled 4 miles a day over a mountain and back. Could have been overtaken by lions. Could have been overtaken by beasts. Because Brother Spence, his desire was to get to the house of God, God made his pathway straight. Every day the church service began, he was there with no legs, with his hands raised, praising God. What should you be here today with 2 good legs, 2 good hands, and a God here to change your life and to deliver your soul? Say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Speak to that mountain. Speak to whatever's causing your problems today. Speak to everything. Hallelujah. He said, speak it, and it shall come to pass. I feel His Holy Ghost here today. Lord, move among these people today, God. Stir among us today. Stir among us today. Hallelujah. There's a miracle right before our eyes. God, give us effort. God, give us attitude. God, give us desire. God, give us the unction, God. God, give us the ability, Lord. It may not be fast. It may not be swift. It may not be the best of the best. But I'm giving it all to You today, Lord. I'm giving it all to You today. I just need to reach that place to receive my miracle. It's that extra effort that says work it all out in North Carolina right now. God, I speak to circumstance. I speak to the system today, Lord. God, that You make a way, Lord, when it seems like there is no way, Lord. Loose it today, God. Lord, loose it today, Lord. God, that some miracle could come out of it today, Lord. Let me find my way to where I need to be with You, Lord. You need something, you ought to just praise Him for it. You need a miracle in your life, you ought to just praise Him for it and stomp every devil out. I am the child of God. I may be on my knees right now, but I am coming out of it. I'm going to pick up the pieces. I'm going to pick up the circumstances. I'm going to pick up all the problems. You know why? Because He said rise. He said get up. He said walk, and you shall be whole today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I won't wait till my troubles are over. I'm gonna dance till the victory comes. I'm gonna claim my victory in Jesus' name. Through Him, the battle is won. And although the wall is 10 feet tall, I'm gonna praise Him until they fall. I'm gonna dance all over this house. I'm gonna praise my Jesus till the walls come down. I know there's victory beyond.